You are listening to Banda Music, the sound of Mexico's oompa bands, fat tubas, exuberant accordions, stuttering drum rolls, and big brass. Along with norteño, it is the music that wafts from restaurants and bars all along the border. Now, welcome to Tijuana and its main tourist drag, Avenida Revolución. Right here on the avenue, a small revolution is taking place in the music. At a new club called Don Lupe, a traditional Mexican name has been turned into L-O-O-P, as in musical loops, and a traditional Mexican music has gone techno. This tune, titled Tijuana for Dummies, is on a CD put out by a group of Tijuana musicians who call themselves the Nortec Collective and are just now getting a lot of attention in the music press for a brand new genre of techno music they've dubbed Nortec, as in norteño and techno. On any given night, Club Lupe is jammed with teens from Tijuana and young gringos from California. This afternoon, Jorge Ruiz, DJ Mello, explains why the most prominent decoration in the club are two tall antennas topped with blinking red lights.
When you go across the border and you look this way, you only see two things that are very, you know, prominent. It's the big Mexican flag, but before the Mexican flag were the antennas, you know. That's where our influences came from, you know. American, European music that came down through those antennas, and we received them at home.
Placing these antennas just across the border allowed American stations to avoid certain FCC rules, and it allowed Tijuana teenagers access to music Mexicans further south weren't hearing on their radios, European and U.S. techno. Pepe Moog got hooked on techno when he was 11. He later became one of a small group of electronica DJs here who couldn't seem to round up many fans, but he knew exactly why.
We always question ourselves why the music from Mexico never has its own sound. We are doing electronic music, but we realized that we were, you know, imitating some of the music outside because we were so influenced by certain types of music.
Then one day, a couple of years ago, Pepe Moog was at a recording studio in town and happened to hear some tapes made by norteño troubadours hoping for restaurant gigs. It was the music he and his artistically sophisticated friends had always found embarrassing, but this day, the music spoke to him. As DJ Panoptica Roberto Mendoza remembers it, a very excited Pepe Moog passed out norteño tapes to all his friends.
The thing that clicked just right was using the music that was always here, and that was the two sounds of norteña and banda sinaloense. And Pepe did have like that click when he showed me the sounds. It was like the moment that we said, yes, we found it.
DJ Bostich, Ramon Amascua, created Nortec's first dance floor hit, running a honking tuba and the drum beats of the folk music through synthesizers, manipulating the traditional sounds into swirling soundscapes. This tune is called Tijuana Bass. Their mothers and fathers might not recognize their beloved norteño and banda music amid all the techno, but these DJs say the kids get it. Nortec, they say, is about taking the musical equivalent of velvet paintings, the border kitsch they grew up with, and manipulating it into something computer savvy and hip. These days, the Nortec Collective sends out press photos of the group sporting sombreros, and DJ Roberto Mendoza laughs that fellow musician Jorge Ruiz has the prize picture of them all, Jorge on Herb Alpert's lap.
Herb Alpert used to come here a lot. My father met him one time, and I have a picture of Herb Alpert holding me when I was a little kid.
And it's kind of like, everything is ironic for me, but it's like having like Herb Alpert, this American guy that came to Tijuana and get involved with the whole Tijuana thing, the bullfight and the Revolution Avenue. And he took these sounds and
very
influences.
Kitschy sound, very.
Yeah, and did this music, and he even called it like Tijuana Brass.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is like Nortec, this is Tijuana Brass. It's like, that's great.
Nortec music has now swept Mexico. And for the musicians like Roberto Mendoza, it's meant way more than just having a hit dance tune.
When we were growing up, telling somebody from the South that we're from Tijuana, it was like, if you tell them that you were from Tijuana, they say like, oh, you come from hell. And we were ashamed of that because the people from South of Mexico always have this image of Tijuana of being a place of prostitution, drugs, of people getting drunk, of the casinos during the 40s. So we really feel ashamed of coming from here. But we took what people think that it was the worst things of Tijuana and we glorified them. And we created a new contemporary aesthetic. And it's getting to the point that being from Tijuana is cool.
The techno artists of Tijuana are about to take it to the world, beginning a tour through Europe and the U.S. next month. The CD is called Nortec Collective, the Tijuana Sessions, Volume 1.